Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on this beautiful Wednesday. It's sunny. There's a gentle breeze blowing the trees in the background. And as if that was not enough, we're going to make the day even better because Marsha Burkle joins us on the phone this morning. Marsha, how's the weather where you are this morning?
It's beautiful here, Justin.
It's good to have you on the phone. It's good to be together on a nice day and good to talk about helping the community in the form of a community blood drive coming up. Let's talk about right off the bat, when and where the blood drive going to be taking place?
The upcoming American Red Cross Community Blood Drive will be held next Wednesday, May 17th, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Delaware County Community Center right here in Manchester.
There you go. Easy peasy. So now we know when, we know where. Let's talk about routine blood donors. These are folks who might donate 5 or 6 times a year. Now, I haven't done it, and I can't make that kind of commitment. So why should I still come be a part of it?
Well, we encourage eligible routine donors and those who give now and then to schedule an appointment. While appointment selection is at its best, this is a May drive, and summer is just around the corner, a time when school's out. The high school drives are not taking place. Schedules change. Ball games and vacations take precedence, all leading to a decline in blood donations and shortages of all blood types occur. This is the perfect time for individuals out there who have never thought about becoming a blood donor to maybe think about it. Those who don't give frequently to maybe consider coming in more often and think about the opportunity you could have to make a difference for a patient with traumatic injuries, a patient in need of surgery, someone undergoing cancer treatment, or a child with a chronic illness. You really can be a lifesaver.
Absolutely. Marsha Burkle on the phone with us this morning. Marsha, you mentioned first-time blood donors. Let's say I'm one of those and I don't know my blood type. Can I still donate?
You sure can, Justin. Knowing your blood type in advance is not required. Each unit of blood collected undergoes typing and testing to assure a safe blood supply, and all blood types are needed. However, there may be something specific in your health history or health screening that might cause you to be deferred from donating any given day. Two frequent reasons for deferral are low hemoglobin and recent travel. Both are usually temporary deferrals, and you just iron up or wait out your travel deferral and come back again.
Even if I'm sweet, Marsha, let's say my blood's just too sweet, I can still donate, right?
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Let's talk about, obviously, you donate, you give back to the community. What else is in this for the person who takes the time and donates blood?
Well, outside of the good feeling that you get, knowing that you have made a difference, you will be offered homemade cookies, bars, a dish of ice cream, snacks, and juice. And I have a couple comments here from individuals who've donated, and they've given us their reason. So one says, I donate because I'm O negative, and it can be used universally. Also, it's a free way to donate and help many people. It's a great way to give back. And another says, my reason for giving is to give back for what I used when I got hurt. I am so thankful there was blood there when I needed it, because I needed a blood transfusion at 2 years of age. And so one more says, I donate to help others and to get out within the community. They really do enjoy the whole event, I guess I would say. Mm-hmm. As the Red Cross has identified an immediate need for blood, each donor will receive a $10 gift card by email to a merchant of your choice. And May donors will also be entered for a chance to win a trip for two to the 2023 MLB All-Star Game in Seattle, including 2 tickets to the game, round-trip airfare, 4-night hotel accommodations, and $750 gift card for expenses and more.
Holy cow. And all, so all I got to do for that, Marsha, is just get signed up and donate, right?
Yeah, and I think we have a few lucky people around this area that always get in when you have a contest going on KMCH. I think they ought to be coming in and donating some blood.
I could give you a list of 5 names right now who we could add to that list.
That's for
sure. Marsha, how do we go about getting signed up and getting there and being there on Wednesday of next week?
We'd love to have you join the team. Call 800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767, visit redcrossblood.org or download the Blood Donor app and schedule an appointment. Be sure to iron up by eating healthy, iron-rich meals and hydrate, drinking plenty of water in the 24-plus hours up to donation. Then to save your time at the drive on the morning of the drive from the comfort of your home, complete the Rapid Pass online health history at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Bring your blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of ID and know the names of the medications you take. Better yet, download the Red Cross Donor app and it will practically take care of you, from helping in scheduling, changing or canceling your appointment if necessary, in completing your Rapid Pass, serving as your donor card and Rapid Pass at the drive, telling you about your donation status, and then down the road, you will be informed where your gift of life is spent, how many units you're given, etc. It's easy, really pretty quick.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Before we say goodbye, and then off the air, I'll give you a bunch of numbers you can call, Marcia, and tell them to come donate.
All right.
Before we say goodbye, remind everybody when, what time, and where it's going to be next Wednesday.
All right. Wednesday, May 17th, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Delaware County Community Center here in Manchester. Appointments are encouraged at 1-800-RED-CROSS. And redcrossblood.org or download the Blood Donor app. And I'll put my phone number out there too if anyone has questions that I can answer or would like assistance with in getting an appointment. That's 563-920-3668. And lastly, thanks to everyone who has donated, who's thinking about it, and to all of the community for their support.
Absolutely. Marcia Burkle, a volunteer blood program leader with us here on Mix 94.7. The first name I'm going to give you, Marcia, is Denny Lyons, just because he's a good friend and you need his blood.
Yeah, that's right. Sure do.
Marcia, thank you so much for making time for us, and we hope to send a gob of people your way next week, all right?
That would be awesome. Thanks so much, Justin.
You betcha. There goes Marcia Burkle, good friend of ours, and wanted to make sure we got the word to you that the big community blood drive next Wednesday.